This is CliffCentral.com.
What's happening, everybody? Friday's rolled round again. Here it is. Yes. Let's pause for a moment and take in how beautiful this Friday is. I love it. I love Friday.
Friday, our good, faithful friend.
Yeah, it's the best. You know what it is? It's like, I don't even hate the week. I don't want to be funny and rude and silly about it, but I don't hate the week. Like, I don't despise, like, Monday and the rest of those days. It's just Friday's special. It's just your favorite one. It's like your kids. You love all your kids. But there's the one that you think is a little better than the others. See why I'm not a parent?
Yeah, this could go off on a tangent.
I would definitely have had a favorite child.
Yeah, no, parents need to be honest. They have favorite children.
I think so. Do you think your parents have a favorite child?
Yes.
Who?
It changes.
Oh.
Just like even the way I have a favorite sibling, and it changes as well. Depending on how much time I spent with each of them.
Yeah. See, I wasn't here yesterday. He was in Cape Town at an event. And the day, when was it, last week that I asked you about this? And you said that one of your sisters was meaner than the others.
Yes.
Now, I suppose that would be mostly your least favorite sister. But she did a horrible thing to you when you were a child.
What did she do?
She took a Christmas present or a birthday present.
It was a Christmas present, and I was way too excited than all of them.
And you know, Sia, he gets very, he shows his emotion, and he shows how happy he is and how excited he is. And imagine a young Sia. How old were you at the time?
I was probably like 10.
Okay, he was 10.
Or 9.
And he's jumping up and down, and he's so excited, and he got the present that he always wanted. What was it?
A Game Boy.
Ooh.
On Christmas morning.
Right. So excited.
Jesus' birthday.
Right. And he's jumping around and he's having a great time. And this sister takes the Game Boy and she puts it in the microwave.
Yeah.
And fries it.
And fries it.
Because it was too happy.
Yeah.
What?
He was irritating her.
Mind you.
Did she get something she didn't want?
I don't even remember that. Mind you, she was probably 16 at the time and she was going through her goth stage.
Oh.
Which is a story on its own as well.
Yeah, she wanted to be sad.
Did she put any of the pits in the microwave by any chance?
No, she dressed in all black. She had black painted nails. She was into the series Charmed. Do you remember that series? I don't know if it was big for everyone else. But it was like three sisters, Piper, Prue, and someone else. Phoebe Piper Prue, yes. I remember this.
Phoebe Piper Prue.
Because she was so obsessed that the sisters in the series were all triple P's, and all the girls in my families, their name starts with Z. So she was like, this is a sign, you know, you guys,
we were the show's about us. Yeah.
We should band together.
And Sia he ruined that formula.
Oh, you messed it up.
He messed it up.
Little thing.
He came along as the youngest of them all and screwed it up, and was a guy.
No, she was really not okay.
So
that
she grabs his toy and puts it in the microwave.
So that was the end. That was it. Finished. Toy gone. Dead.
Yeah. That's it.
Damn, son.
And, like, it even got to a point where my parents wouldn't admit this flat out, but I think they were even scared of her. I could go on and on and on about this for ages. There was even at one particular point she was saving all of her pocket money and she bought a Ouija board. Don't even ask me where she got that Ouija board. But she would just sit for hours and hours alone trying to get messages from beyond. Thank goodness she went through that.
Fuck you!
Those were her internal thoughts every time she looked at me.
Looked at you and it was just hatred.
So look, she wasn't my favorite at all. But cut to this week, or was it last week, when we didn't have electricity at our place and I went over to her. So right now she's
above the others.
Yeah, she's my
favorite. She's more mature now, isn't she?
So is he.
All grown.
So is he.
Yeah.
But we all do. You see, you, I think you start to either appreciate, I don't understand. There's some people who have like a vendetta in their families, you know, like two people hate each other.
Yeah.
And I've heard horrible, horrible stories about how some people will go to the grave without ever sorting that out. Now, by the way, Leanne is on her way in. She's had some delays this morning, but she'll be with us in a second. I don't imagine there's anything in the world that would piss me off so much about a family member. No matter what they did to me or that they did to someone else in the family or anything else, they would piss me off so much that on your deathbed you wouldn't be able to forgive them.
Mm.
Huh?
I think you need a not even a special kind of heart, just like freaking hearts of stone.
Yeah.
Evil bastard. For you not to forgive and to hold on to a grudge for that long.
You know, the worst part about having those kinds of feelings, and maybe, you know, maybe you're listening to us this morning and thinking that's me.
Maybe you're that person.
Yeah. Maybe you just cannot let go and you cannot forgive.
Sure.
But I'll tell you something. That really withers your soul.
Mm. Steals your peace.
It'll kill you. It'll kill you before your time. There is nothing to be gained from that bitterness and resentfulness and hatred. Nothing at all. It's just going to make you old, way younger than you should be.
Oh, but you see, no, I've experienced so much of that around me.
Have you forgiven?
Not personally.
You mean you've had people hate you?
No, in our family. There are certain cousins we know just cannot be in the same room together.
Oh, really?
There's like an aunt and
so do you this have to, one's... Do you guys all get together for Christmas, or do these people just avoid the rest of you?
Yeah, there's some avoiding that takes place.
Yeah, you see...
And I grew up with that, and I know it's slightly dysfunctional, but that's my norm. I know.
Oh, my God,
that.
No!
No, it's horrible. No. It's just horrible. It's so unnecessary.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I don't. Luckily, you don't have any of that. I've got to go to Durban today, and I believe that KZN schools are closed today. The public schools, due to warnings of crazy storms.
Yeah.
They're saying it's going to be the most dangerous day weather-wise for a long, long time.
Exams have been put off in those schools.
Oh, holy!
Let me tell you, though,
Mother of God.
I don't think some of those peoples are all too upset.
No.
Nah.
But still,
dude,
horrible.
I was chatting to my father, and he was telling me about trees being uprooted.
Yeah, he's
over
in Durban,
there,
right?
He was there during the week.
Hmm.
He's back up, yeah.
Shh.
Mm. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, I'm actually doing a gig tonight, which I haven't done for ages.
Mm-hmm.
DJing.
Yeah,
I don't even know if I can remember how to
you
use
DJ?
Equipment. Yeah.
How long has it been
for 12
now?
Years. What do you mean, I DJ?
So you creamed it like the rest of the guys who DJ.
You what?
Wow, I didn't know this.
He's
creamed it? Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of money there.
Creamed it?
Yeah, there was. We used to earn a lot of money for doing these things. Mm. Now they don't pay half that for even... You know, the same kind of level of person. But it was because you filled the place up, not because you were a DJ.
Mm.
You know, I'd go and then people would be listening to my morning show and they'd see me on TV and then they'd want to be there. And I I'd always stay and meet everybody and kind of have a few drinks. And it was a party. It was good fun. I haven't done it for a very long time. Basically, when we started Cliff Central, I stopped it. In fact, I even stopped it. Maybe a year before that, when we were still on radio, I didn't want to be that old guy who pitches at the club, you know?
No, but you're not that old guy.
No, I know, but still, I saw other DJs who were much older than me and still are older than I am.
Fresh is still rocking.
They still do it, hey?
Mm.
I mean, to their credit.
I'm surprised by that.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, you've got to have some stamina to do that stuff because usually you only start playing at, like, midnight. And then you have to want to. You reach a point, and luckily I've never got there, but I think most people reach a point in their life where they are unable to communicate with people more than 10 years older than them or more than 10 years younger than them. And I've always really tried hard to keep an open mind to that because I don't think – it's good for people to only speak to their peers, you know, people their own age, people they went to school with, varsity with, all that kind of thing. I think it makes you a bit boring and dry.
What kind of music were you jamming back when you were still
whatever was commercially? DJing. Yeah, whatever people were listening to, you know.
I'm so shocked you don't know this.
I don't know this.
Then
about
more
him.
Than this, your head will explode when you find out that there was DJ Ben K. Once upon
Who's
a time.
Ben K, boy.
Yeah, Ben Karpinski was a DJ.
I knew you'd love that.
What?
You're so simple.
Google, for 12 years, every Friday and Saturday, pretty much the whole year I was booked for 12 years.
You were in the loot, eh?
There was one time when I was in high school where my friends and I thought we should like gate crash a club you were playing at, and then
How come I never saw you?
I was a prevailer. I was like, guys, we're underage, okay? We can't do this. This is so wrong on so many levels.
You were such a good child.
I was disgusting.
But then I did party once with Sia in Durban. Do you remember that?
Oh, I have the scars to prove it.
Yeah, I'm not even sure you got home that night.
Literally have the scars to prove it.
I remember I saw Sia climbing.
You on your knees.
He got on top of the speakers. Listen, Sia had a whole podium to himself, like he was in. Like he was a go-go dancer in a gay club, and he had everybody.
I think that was the vision.
He had everybody fawning over him, and he had a whole bunch of his old school friends, and they couldn't believe how cool he was.
Oh, so he was around. Oh, okay, so you guys were together by then.
Yeah, I was DJing anyway, and I said to Sia that morning on the show, "Why don't you come?
Pull in, my son."
So he came through, and
you were the coolest thing over there. Huh?
No, that was the first time I had a blackout. Not my proudest moment.
Yeah, you were hitting a lot of drinks in a row. That's all I remember.
Because of?
What?
You.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Garrett.
I was making sure everybody had a drink. I wasn't trying to poison you in particular.
There's a difference between that and when you made an announcement on the mic saying, if anyone knows where Sia Sangweni is, then my friends went wild. They're like, here he is. Then you said, make sure he doesn't have an empty glass in his hand. Of course, then people swarmed at me.
It was like a birthday.
So what made you do this now again, Gareth? I mean, it's been like 5-6 years, like you said. Why now? Why are we back in the scene?
They asked me, and it's a club I used to work. Well, they've relaunched and they've got this whole new name and everything else, and it's called Kingston Beach Club or something.
That in Durban.
But the guy who runs it, it's brand new. It's just opened up. He's run clubs in Durban for years. He's a really cool guy, and I know him well. Actually, he and his wife just had a baby this year.
Oh, mazel tov.
And he's still in the business. And he said, "Are you coming to Durban anytime soon?" And I said, "You know what? Actually, I am."
Say no more.
So we organized it.
So I'm not going to condone your complaining ways, but like, what time are you playing?
I don't know. I'll see. I'm not grumpy about this.
Okay.
No, not at all. I know I'm a difficult curmudgeon.
Are you headlining over there?
Yeah.
Good man.
What time? I think it might be 11, maybe somewhere around 11, 12.
I think the last time you played was, 2-3 months ago?
Did I? Where was that?
There was that one special gig, and we were at a friend's party, and you had to leave early.
Oh, yes, that was a...
Yeah. And that was already a bit of a tall ask.
I think that was almost like a corporate-type thing, wasn't it? I can't remember anyway. So here's a message.
Well, I'm just glad, though, as well, you're leaving Johannesburg today, because Sunday is a basic write-off.
What for?
You know, with the cycling race that's taking place. Oh,
shit, thanks for telling us. Jeez.
PSA thanks for to warning everyone. Us. The weekend has finally arrived.
Where does that race go?
And I think this year is really bigger because, like, it's starting off at Steyn City.
Oh, no.
And last weekend when I went out of town to hike, I was like 40 minutes away from home towards Pretoria, and I was still seeing signs that the certain roads around there would be closed.
Oh, please don't let me. Please, just somebody send me like a map of where that stupid thing is so I can avoid it.
But you know what? I decided to do something different this year. I'm always, ever since I've moved out on my own and literally drives right on the road by my house, and I've been complaining ever since, I said, screw it this year and let me be supportive, even though our body corporate wants us to stand outside and hand out water. I said, I'm not going to go that far. So Anthea cycles in it.
Ugh, she's welcome to it. She's welcome to it. Don't worry.
Not our friend anymore.
I'll give her hell on Monday.
Anthea cycles in it. So
I hate that race.
I have a tiny squad, and we've picked a place. We're taking like garden chairs, and we'll sit out.
Are you going to wait for Anthea?
I'll be cheering
you
on.
You got time. Dude, I got
if
stuck.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Like 15 minutes away from home, and it took me an hour just to get home because of that thing, the 1 year. It's so stupid.
Someone please send me the route map.
Yeah, send a map,
stupid
please.
Things
You'll
I can avoid.
You'll be out
it.
Of town.
Yeah, but I'm coming back on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Oh, fuck.
So much.
Just ruined our weekend.
I was having a really good morning until you brought that stupid thing up. And all these people who think that they are Lance Armstrong on their stupid bike. You know how stupid bicycle. You look on a bicycle? I hate cycling. I hate it so much.
And I say
Jen,
good luck.
Jen says, gee, they were meant to have a rain of biblical proportions yesterday, but we had a drizzle and the sun came out in Umhlanga. Today we have bits of blue sky. Don't believe the weather hype. Hashtag fake news. Okay, that's good. Yeah, so we'll...
At least no one's dying.
Does Sasha Martinengo still DJ? Actually, saw Sasha probably about 2-3 months ago. He popped in to say hello here at our offices. He just stuck his head into my office and went, hey. And I haven't seen him in ages. He's great. He's good. I think he is still DJing occasionally. So I'm not sure where or what he's doing, but yeah, he must still be around. He's doing stuff. And then someone says I should play this song tonight, and this should be the main song.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this.
Hey.
Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss.
Yeah,
all
I think
you
so.
You'll have problems after the gig, Garrett, if you
shake
play
body,
that song.
Don't
why?
Stop, don't miss.
You're telling all the ladies to pop their pussies.
Yeah, you think they're going to listen to me?
Of course they are.
Yeah, listen.
Like you should. Right now, lick it good. Suck this pussy just like you should. My neck, my back.
Hey.
Lick my pussy and
Boy.
My crack.
My crack.
Beautiful. All right, we'll do that. How about that for
I
a
don't
song?
Know how that will go down in this PC Me Too era. Because, you know, it's so funny. I noticed with the launch of Disney Plus, Disney had to issue a statement saying, you know, because they're taking all of their content from even years ago and it's now available on their platform.
Yeah.
Disney has had to put out a warning saying, we are aware, and I'm paraphrasing here, we are aware of the outdated cultural stereotypes and ideas that are in some of our content, just putting it out there as we make all of our content available now. So it's like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. Because when you watch some of the things and it's like, oh, would we make that joke now? And would we say that? But hey, yeah. They have to be all PC and mind their Q's and P's and Q's.
Sorry to go back, guys, but Gareth, did you have like a stage name? Like DJ G or something like that?
I used my own name. You're such a dumbass.
Just checking.
Sometimes I wonder if you ever think things through before you even say them.
It's a question, Gareth. Like, I didn't know you before this.
Google, what's your nickname? What do your friends call you?
They call me G.
Yeah, I feel like that would be your DJ name.
Oh, no. God, the stupid cycle challenge. I'm
just looking over the map over there.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah, you see it goes. Now, I'm flying in and out of Lanseria, so I could be in
trouble. Oh, no. Shucks.
No, hang on. Let me have a look here. Might not be in trouble.
What time are you flying back in? Like Sunday afternoon?
Okay, no, Lanseria. No, I'm not affected. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I was going to get a bike and fit you.
No.
You good?
Luckily, I'm good. Oh, I was so worried about that. But it's stupid. It's going everywhere, this dumb thing.
I'm telling you.
It's everywhere. It's infected the whole of Johannesburg.
Yeah.
It's in Randburg. It's in Bryanston. It's in Houghton. It goes everywhere.
Why can't they go to like Mulder's Drift and
why don't they go to
there?
The moon?
Yeah, somewhere there.
Everybody has to stop what we're doing to do this dumb race. Everybody else has to get out of Johannesburg. So inconsiderate.
Join them.
No.
I've seen them on the highway with this thing.
I refuse. First of all, this is not a sport. It is a hobby. And your hobbies are not allowed to interfere with other people's
good point.
Stuff. And it's there is no... Who knows? Can you name the person who won the 947 cycle challenge last year? No, you can't, right? No one. Ben Karpinski couldn't. And
no,
he knows
what's
sport.
His name? DJ Ben K or whatever.
No one gives a shit. And let me tell you something else, all you people who are so excited about this thing on Sunday. Let me remind you, nobody cares. If you come second, right to the end, anywhere between second and last, you're basically last. Nobody cares. Once that first guy goes across the finish line, you should all pack up your little bicycles and go home. It's ridiculous. Honest to God.
Pack up your little bicycles and go home.
Just pack them up and go home, because everyone is laughing at you and your dumb helmets and your stupid cycling outfits with your expensive bikes that cost as much as some people's houses.
Yeah, not even your car costs that much.
And you're going to look, I've got bad news for you. Have you ever seen a cyclist in his 50s or 60s? And they're probably going to be some of those on the road too, commenting on some girl's backside in front of them. Let me tell you what they look like. Biltong is the answer. I do it because I like to be fit. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I've got family, I've got friends, I've got people I like who do this stuff. And I'm embarrassed for them. But what can you do?
Oh, Anthea.
Some people, some people like drinking beer. Some people like watching rugby. Some people like cycling. Some people like to go to the, what do they call that place? A church. Some people like to do
that place.
So you do your thing. But the minute it gets in everybody else's way, it's very unfair to the rest of society. Imagine if I was a model plane enthusiast, right? Or a drone enthusiast.
Yeah,
and I decided I'm going to fly my drone where planes are landing and taking off, which is obviously illegal, not to mention extremely dangerous. We've heard of situations where planes have been grounded, or even worse, they've had emergency landings and even crashes where drones have been involved. Imagine I go, well,
everybody,
I
stop.
Love drones, and I've managed to find 100 other people who love drones, and we're just going to go to our Tambo and fly our drones around. And everyone else who's paid money to fly in and out of Joburg suddenly can't do it. Imagine how outraged the world would be by that. Rightly so. People would be horrified. Someone flying in from London or Singapore would have to, they'd have to go and land somewhere else. And then make a, imagine if I did that, that would be the most insensitive, self-centered, stupid thing I could do. Now, these people closed down the whole of Joburg.
Hello, cyclists.
Yeah, I mean, do me a favor. So here, it's not just me who feels this way. Keith says, Jesus, I hate cyclists. When I was in varsity on the way to gym in the early morning, they would obstruct the entire road at 5 a.m. and never fucking yield to cars. Eventually, I started aiming for them.
Now, I
want to be clear, Keith. I do not endorse people trying to kill cyclists. Obviously, that would be a terrible thing.
Yeah.
And I do not like the idea that cyclists are not safe on the road. That is to be admonished at the highest levels. But I feel your anger and frustration. Gareth, I agree on the road bike stuff, but next time you come to Cape Town, let me take you mountain biking. You will change your perspective. 100%, I guarantee it. That's from Joe. You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm one of those people who hates it because I think secretly I might enjoy it.
Really?
I used to ride a bike when I was a kid, but that was fun.
Yeah, but these That's people never had bikes twist. When they were kids.
No,
That's why they're doing this.
I used to ride a bike when I was a kid, and we used to live in this really nice neighborhood, and I'd go and visit my friends on my bike. So I like bicycles. Maybe Joe's right about this. Maybe I would actually enjoy it.
That is a very different plot twist.
It's interesting to see on Flight Radar 24 which airlines are operating, and that only international SAA flights coming in. Some fly Safair, Mango, Kalulu, etc. in there. Yeah, because we've got that big strike on today.
Yeah.
So that's interesting feedback there. That's from Lionel. Hey, Ass, aren't you doing a big track day today?
Hello,
that's
Ass.
That's one of the reasons Leanne is late this morning. She's got a huge event on today.
Hey. Ooh, but she blow-dried her hair.
You know, you look so nice today.
She's showing some back. Girl.
She's showing some
ass. Some back. Some pussy ass. Pussy. Crack.
Pussy.
I'm so glad I came in to save the day.
By the way, Google just wanted to scream profanities.
Aren't you doing a track day?
Yes, it's the opening of the Formula K Business Park.
Where is it?
The Formula K track in Benoni.
Oh, you're going to go all the way to Benoni.
Have you taken out extra insurance?
I've been for your car a number of times. But it's very exciting.
Hang on. See us
I'm actually seeing Sasha Martinengo today.
Oh, very good. See
and
us
George.
See us talking about the
Snake Road
pit.
Yes, so it doesn't affect the track if you approach it from the N12.
Okay. Oh, that's useful.
Leanne, I am concerned about your safety.
So what I love about this, and I'm glad that you came in at exactly the right moment, is you've got these people doing this track day on a track. They're not on the public roads being a nuisance, like the 947 cycle race.
Well, I was hoping you were going to stop ranting about that by the time I arrived.
You have family who do it, right?
No, my dad is a 4-time Springbok cyclist.
Yeah, so he's an amazing athlete, was in his time.
Like 30, he came 35th in the world championships.
Right.
So he rode it once by mistake.
How do you
He
do
went
it by
training
mistake?
And he forgot about it. He's like that. He's very absent-minded. And he was training and he happened to join in the race and he couldn't get out.
No.
And so when he got to the end, they gave him a medal and he took it.
That's amazing.
But no, when he used to do, what's the one in the Cape?
Argus.
Mm. Argus.
He would start off with the pros, obviously. He would come in the top 10.
He just didn't even try and he was good.
Yeah. Wow. He would go and shower and come back and watch everyone else come in.
Okay.
You know, so no, not anymore. And yes, he may look like Biltong, but he is one of the healthiest guys.
No, sure.
Where but does a lot the of these Biltong look do? Come from? Is it the sun exposure?
No, it's the lean muscle.
Yeah, it's no fat.
There's very little fat on these people. They're extremely
and very
fit.
Tanned.
And that leathery skin.
Yeah, they're tanned because they're in the sun.
Mm. Yes, but I'd rather that than a poop.
Sure, of course. Mm.
My dad's had a permanent tan all his life because he's been on his bike since he was 15. Where, if you can imagine, he's wearing a T-shirt and cycling shorts.
Yeah.
And then he would wear a Speedo.
Oh.
On the beach. And there'd be this white T-shaped body. And then
that's awful.
Biltong arms and legs.
Yeah. This is interesting. Leon says, F you, Gareth, leave the cyclists alone. There's always one, right? And good morning, Leanne, and the rest of you. Obviously not interested in anyone but Leanne. Yes, this is from Riet. She says, here's Oreo. Like you said, nine lives, baby. She hates the cone. She's wearing a cone of shame. That's Riet's cat.
Oh, shame, and they hate it so much.
Oreo was, of course, if you missed the show earlier this week, I think it was Wednesday, when Oreo, her kitten, was bitten by an enormous ginger tomcat.
A fat ginger.
Your cat got bitten by another cat.
Not no, Google.
Hers, you idiot.
No, just ignore him.
Pay attention.
Wait.
Google.
Don't be an ass. Wait.
You know, I had serious FOMO driving in listening to you guys. And
why?
I did want to say, Google, think before you speak.
What? Because I asked him about his DJ name.
How can you? Where were you?
Yeah, like it was a fairly.
Gareth was at the top of his game.
There wasn't a lot of other stuff going on. I know you were probably masturbating furiously from about the age of nine all the way until you were probably about now. But clearly you never turned on a TV, you never turned on a radio, you never knew anything.
By the way, hashtag Sia loves this.
Of course.
DJ Gareth C.
No!
Gareth Cliff!
You know, your ignorance is not something to be celebrated.
Fuck.
I gotta give you. I don't understand how you are the only person who doesn't see, like, that being ignorant about something, and this is an unimportant thing, but everything else you do is cool. Have you seen the messages we get over here when you say something dumb like that? People do not celebrate you for being a fantastic, honest, great guy. They go,
you didn't want to tell me your DJ
what
name.
A disconnected moron.
What do you want me to
why
do?
Would Gareth have,
why would have a DJ
name?
Because everyone else has one.
Has he ever gone by
DJ
anything?
DJ Fresh?
Well, DJ Fresh is, that's his proper name, basically.
His name is Tato.
Yeah, but...
We don't need to go down this road. All right, let's get to the five things we need to know this morning, all right? Yeah, this is much more interesting. Google, just make sure that podcast's ready, all right?
I have a bit of a headache now.
It's day one of a crippling strike at SAA, with workers gathering at major airports around the country. Workers affiliated to NUMSA and SAC have started gathering in Joburg, Cape Town and Durban to mark the start of their indefinite work stoppage. These idiots are demanding an 8% salary increase, urgent insourcing, and an end to retrenchments. About 3,000 of them are expected to take part in the strike.
You can't demand an end to retrenchments when your business is failing.
Correct.
The business you're working in.
Thank you. But this just proves we don't have anyone in the unions who understands economics. Not one. Mm. Here's someone on Google's side, by the way. Why are you guys expecting everyone to know? Well,
exactly, yeah.
It's a small country. There's not a huge amount. I'm talking about a period of 12 years.
Oh, it's not everyone who's into
clubbing. Are you saying to me that in 12 years of weekends, you never encountered one of the millions of posters.
It was either DJ Fresh, Euphonic,
and Concert
Garrett.
Fresh and Euphonic, but Gareth, I don't know, man.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay. That's fine. Well, we'll let's move on.
Yeah.
We got other things to talk about.
I'm struggling to move on.
So the strike is going on. Apparently more than 50 SAA employees have gathered in the parking lot at SAA in Kempton Park. Most of them are cabin crew members who are usually up before sunrise for their shift, which usually starts at 4 a.m.
I wonder if they're handing out sandwiches. Chicken or beef?
Chicken or beef?
At the strike.
To the other strike.
It's probably such a well-coordinated strike. Okay, guys. We're taking over this field, but just know, emergency exits are on there.
Right.
Oh, I've got like ambulances on standby.
All right. Yes. Award-winning actor, Hollywood actor and social activist Forrest Whitaker is in Cape Town.
Well, he's...
One of his eyes is one looking at Cape Town. The other eye is looking at Joburg.
I saw a meme about that the other day.
He jokes about it himself.
They used his face and they said, when you don't speak Afrikaans, but you're watching Sieva Dillon and the plot is getting so lit and you're between watching the screen and reading the subtitles.
I love Forrest Whitaker. So the Whitaker Peace and Development Initiative has been running for a few months and focuses on gang-ridden areas. In August, BNP Paribas Group South Africa and RCS announced a five-year program with the initiative. Whitaker's initiative has started with 46 young people training to become young peacemakers. This is great, by the way. I think it's so awesome when you do have an actor who just quietly goes about starting something like this. They're not making grandiose speeches about it. He's just doing the hard work. And there's no glory. You know, if you're going to get involved in a charity, you could always do things where you're speaking at gala dinners, you're shaking hands and posing for pictures. This guy's getting his hands dirty. He's going into areas where there are gangs. It's not easy work. So good for him. They have been participating in conflict resolution and entrepreneurship programs and will ultimately become trainers of trainees. So that's very good news. Forrest Whitaker, who's, they call him Harlem's Godfather.
Well, that's a new TV series he's part of. Yeah, he came very quietly into the country. I think he's done like one public appearance.
Yeah, good for him. I don't know where else he's gone. That's something to be admired. Authorities in the DRC on Thursday introduced a second vaccine to fight Ebola. And you heard in the news that they found Ebola in Lesotho yesterday. Very nervous about that. The new vaccine, which is produced by a Belgian subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson, is aimed at protecting about 50,000 people over a period of 4 months.
But I heard something to the effect that this woman was part of an experiment.
Yeah, look.
I don't know what to believe
anymore. Very sketchy details. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Either way, they're apparently treating her, and they say it could be an overreaction. We're going to have to wait and see. They're doing the tests at the moment. And this is amazing. There's a child prodigy from Belgium who's on course to gain a bachelor's degree at the age of 9.
What?
Yes, I saw this. Mm.
Yeah. Mm. The age of 9.
9 years old. Laurent Simon is studying electrical engineering.
Dude,
electrical engineering at the Eindhoven University of Technology.
He's such a cutie.
He's a kid. Look at him.
He's 9. 9 years old. He's described by staff as simply extraordinary. He's on course to finish his degree in December. Unbelievable. A bachelor's degree?
How good do you feel about yourself right now?
I feel like such a loser. How about you?
How about you, Google?
Loser.
Shade. So that's shade coming from Leanne this morning.
No, I'm ashamed. No.
So what he's going to do is embark on a PhD program in electrical engineering and also study for a medicine degree, his father told CNN. His parents, Lydia and Alexander Simon, said that they thought Laurent's grandparents were exaggerating when they said he had a gift, but his teachers soon concurred. Now, I'd like to use this case study to remind parents who think their kids are clever that they're really not.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of parents who are waking up this morning going, I've got the smartest little Tommy, Johnny, Sizwe, Ntombi Zodwa in the world, and they're not.
No.
Laurent is, your kids are not. They're not doing a degree at 9.
Dude.
So anybody who says, I was in the gifted class. You know how you have those friends at school who you do the IQ test. I don't even know if they're still doing them. And their IQ comes out really high and they're like, yes, well, you know, our little whatever his name is, such a clever child. And then they see the story of Laura and they're like, oh, shit, our kid's just like every other kid, normal. Just yeah. normal little child.
See, now, I was one of those kids who was in the top three of the IQ score for the school.
You were?
Yeah.
No, you know how we know? Because you told us.
Exactly. And because of that, I got a bursary from the TED, which was the Transvaal Education Department, which would... And because of that as well, people expected, including my principal, she expected huge things from me in the matric exams. What did I do?
You
did badly.
Flunked it.
Because of the pressure. Yeah. I'd rather not have known.
Yeah.
I also lost my bursary because my first year was just really difficult at varsity and I was smoking dope. But
that's where it all went wrong. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The wheels fell off.
But I'd prefer to not know, actually. Oh.
Well, in future then, if you want good advice from Leanne, do not tell your children their IQ.
Yes.
Hey, Elson, you wanna stand up for Gugu?
Yeah. What's wrong with you guys? What? I don't get this, right? So normally when I listen to the show, Google's a dumbass, and we know this. Today I'm on his side, though. So, well, number one, Garrett, not everybody knows you from your DJ days.
No, I don't.
You could have had.
Yeah.
You could have had a DJ name, right? Could have been DJ Blondie or DJ Blue Eyes.
DJ Blondie.
We don't know.
Yeah. Hello.
Minus Google knew you back then well enough to know that you were DJ Gareth.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he was being dumb for not knowing this.
Okay.
No, but this is not the only time that Google's done this, where he doesn't know something and then he almost wears it like a badge of pride.
No, but I asked the question, like, what was your DJ name, Gareth?
Yeah, and
but where's the shame in asking?
I didn't. There was no shame in that. These two got upset. Leanne and Sia thought it was ridiculous.
You got offended as well.
I said to him, I didn't have a DJ name. I didn't get offended.
But Google, you can't make an excuse.
No, you did get offended.
I didn't.
You say, don't be a dumbass or something like that.
But that's because he says dumb things all the time. You just said it yourself at the start of the call. Am I to assume you're offended? No.
True, he does, but I didn't think that him asking if you had a DJ name had anything to do with him being dumb.
And all I did was answer him. I said, no, I didn't have a DJ name. I didn't go, can't believe you didn't know who I was all those years.
You did.
I'm saying for 12 years. If something is happening every weekend for 12 years, and it's on national radio, and it's sometimes on television, it's on posters everywhere. I mean, unless you grew up in a far-flung village, because honestly, between me and Fresh and Euphonic and a bunch of other guys, we were in every city in South Africa every other weekend. So you'd have to have been, you'd have to have been either one of those. Were you homeschooled, Gugu?
Gareth, I don't know, man.
I sense a bit of narcissism there.
Yeah.
Gareth.
Oh, no. All right.
That but everybody was supposed to know who I am.
All right, I'll take
Look
it.
Look at me. I'll take awesome it. Posters. Right. Come on, man.
I'll take
it. Absolutely
Elson.
Not. I'll it's take it. Stating what is. Wait, have you seen me on
to
TV,
who?
Gareth?
To you.
Have you seen me on TV,
Sierra?
Okay, so here's the thing. Let's go 10 years ago. Name the top 5 biggest popular people.
In the world?
In South Africa.
I mean, it's a small pool.
Tiny country at the bottom of Africa.
Yeah, but that's subjective. Popular to you
okay,
is different
to
him.
So let me hear your list of who was the top 5.
I can't remember, but it's not going to be the same as you.
No, but that's why I want to hear maybe what was your field of...
Elson, what do you want to say to Gugu? Like, give him some advice.
Well, look, here's the thing, Gugu. So, if you don't know anything, this is what I figured out. Don't ask the white people in there. Right?
What
get
are you
a cool
saying?
Black friend. Mm. Text them. Say, right? Because I'll have your back.
Mm. And what am I? Chopped liver?
Yeah, well, Sia says, coconut. Is he not black?
But also, we referenced DJ Fresh and Euphonic.
Careful with it. I hate this. I don't like this coconut thing. This pisses me off. Like you guys realize like that's the same kind of thing as white people being racist. It really is.
How so?
Well, because it's just pejorative, and what you're meaning is it's you're not saying that as a compliment.
It's a direct racial reference.
Yeah.
No, it's not. If a person speaks white,
do you call white guys? You call white guys who hang out with black people wiggers? I mean, I don't like this.
No, of course not. But okay, check this out. Hold on. Let me give you a different example. You've seen people draw a direct comparison with Moosey trying to act white. You've seen this, right?
And I don't like any of it because it's basically racism by another name.
I hear you. Yeah. However, you are the one that speaks of freedom of speech, that people can say what they think, whether it's right or wrong.
And I'm allowed to say it's really dumb when they do say something stupid. And I think
this is true.
The longer this call goes on, the more I think you and Gugu deserve each other, actually.
Someone doesn't agree with you?
Yeah.
No, not at all, because you're both clearly like looking to either put yourselves at the center of this or to be othering other people. I don't know. It's just listen to the call afterwards, Elson. Go and listen to the podcast. Let's see what you think.
On reflection. I rehearsed this in my head before
I said it. All right. Well, listen, we've got to move on. Thank you.
Have we even done the five things?
Yeah,
all of them?
We've got one more. We've got one more about the Australian fires. Four people have died from these fires in Australia, which are feeding off drought-stricken farmland and bush. You know what's amazing about this place? I've said it already. Australia is just a big
tinderbox.
Yeah.
It's those eucalyptus trees in what they call the Blue Mannans.
Blue Mannans.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything in Australia is just absolutely flammable. Sure. It's like God poured paraffin all over Australia before he finished. He's like, on the seventh day, let me add some paraffin to Australia.
Take this.
And then walked away.
Exactly.
Never to come back and help when there was a fire.
Like, now we'll forget about that place. I watched this interesting show on, it was like a travel show or something, a couple of months ago, about these guys who spoke about how the indigenous people of Australia used to set fire to things because then they could burn fire breaks. And then what happened was that the colonialists came and they settled in Australia and they stopped the indigenous population from burning things. And that made the problem worse. Because then all these very flammable things were allowed to grow out of control.
Sure.
So that could be part of the problem. All right. Here are a few messages, Gugu, some of them concerning you. Gugu has no excuse. Mabali is from God knows where, and even she knew that Gareth didn't have a DJ name. Well, Mabali was from Kwa. It's not exactly God knows where. Gugu is still very young when you did your DJ thing. Now, look, I'm not criticizing him. It was Leanne and Sia who got upset that he didn't know this. I'm saying, you have to pay a little bit of attention, and he does wear his ignorance occasionally as a badge of courage. It's part of the reason people find him entertaining.
And endearing.
Well, don't know about that. You started your career, he wasn't even born yet, so Gareth, when you were in Baghdad, he was still in Dad's bag. These stupid union people. The one union lady said yesterday that the increase they're asking for amounts to 100 million per year, which is only 2 days worth of revenue. Just shows that they don't understand the difference between revenue and profit. Just shut the thing down already. Carl, you know what, Carl? I don't think anyone disagrees with you. SAA is a millstone around this government's neck and therefore a millstone around the taxpayer's neck. The fact that we're allowed that airline is allowed to continue to exist while it's bleeding money from every orifice is an outrage. So I completely agree with you, Carl. Thanks for the message. Hey, Gugu and Elson. Gareth was a judge in Idols for 13 years as well. Okay, now we're going into my whole CV. All right, then. DJ Blondie is definitely a good name for me, according to Eddie. That's one that he thinks is a good idea. And perhaps DJ G Sizzle and team.
G-Sizzles.
Yeah. Do you give Gugu a hard time for the entertainment value? As much as I think it's hilarious, I don't think he always deserves it. Maybe only when he doesn't get the concept of pasta straws. That's from Nick. Nick doesn't like that you don't know what pasta straws are, but the rest he's happy with. Jürgen Klopp is in town, apparently.
I don't know who that is. You can ask Gugu. It's safe. ask who is that?
Football manager, isn't he? I'm so busy automating my home. where I have scheduled and voice-activated lights with Google Homes around the house. I can tell my TV to play whatever show with Chromecast. Anyway, I got a suggestion for your app. That is, by the way, very, very nice, Vern. His whole house is automated.
Yeah.
It must have cost you.
You can do things like set your aircon to go on at a certain time, go off when you leave.
I've heard that when you are about 20 minutes out of your house, you can use your phone. You can talk to your phone and it will switch on your lights.
Yes.
And if it's cold, you can heat your house. And if it's warm, it'll put on the aircon.
It can pour a glass of wine.
God, the future is fantastic, isn't it? Man, that's just magic. I do love the fact that we're alive at a time when this stuff can happen. What were our grandparents doing? Picking up guns and going to fight Hitler. And what have we got? Google Home. It's fantastic. Anyway,
I wonder if it would be confused by someone named Google. If you kept on going Google and Google would say yes.
Okay, Leanne.
Sorry, Mama.
All right. If you could create a schedule in it that I could schedule the stream wherever, imagine waking up to you cats at 6 a.m. automatically. Also, it would be great if you could put a cast button on the app too. I don't want to do anything. I just want to speak to my Google Home. Well, Vern, you know, from your mouth to God's ears, we'll try and see what we can do there. I do know that this is interesting. It came up on the show. Someone actually sent in a message. 25% of all the Google searches are by voice. Came up yesterday.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? People going, asking their Google or asking their Siri.
What's the weather like today?
Yeah. And then people are telling. Google's telling them everything they need to know. They don't even need to get out of bed. God made everything flammable in Australia and even thought, okay, now let's put animals here that hate everything and want to kill everyone. That's Australia. Yeah.
Tasmanian.
Greg says maybe I should be called DJ Vito. I'm a middle-aged white Afrikaans guy, and I think Gugu is super cool. All right, so there's lots of support coming in.
So do we.
Derek saying that there. All right, Derek. See, Gugu, some people like you.
Yeah, not in this room, clearly.
I like you.
Don't get all sensitive now. This is not a place for weak. If it's too much for you, you can always go and sit in your production booth and just cry.
I didn't say that, Gareth.
You want to go and cry?
You're getting sensitive.
You want to take some time to cry?
No, Gareth. You the one getting sensitive now.
Mm. Would you like me to make you a mug of warm tea?
I'm okay.
Some Horlicks?
I'm good.
All right.
Do people still drink Horlicks?
I don't know.
Yes, I think
that sounds rude. My Siri says, what it can do for me every time I call my son Casey, because Siri is Casey. Okay, ass. I thought the exact same thing about Google and Google, Michelle.
Thank you.
Ass. Shame, you know. I mean, that's got to be tough when someone calls out your name and then your Google activates.
Yeah. If your name was Sirius, you'd be in trouble.
Oh, well, yes.
How many Sirius?
Yeah, there's only really the one from Harry Potter.
You know.
I'm sure there are more since Harry Potter, people naming their kids things.
Ugh, I was looking at them, what is expected to be the most popular children's names in the year 2020, and I think it's the dumbest list around, both for boys and for girls. There were names
and
like...
And unicorns.
Yeah, yes.
Is it a dumb name for unicorns?
There were names like Acacius on there. And by the way, the definition of popular is the number of children that have been registered with those names currently in 2019. And this is what they expect will continue being the trend in 2020.
Yep.
So how many Acaciuses do you
know? Please don't give your children a stupid name.
I feel like I need to say Acacii as a plural.
I feel like if you call your child some stupid name, and you know, I've got to say again here, like Afrikaans people are particularly guilty of this because they call their children hideous, hideous names, where they take the one grandmother and the other grandmother and they smash them together and they call the child something. Mm. I've got a list. I keep a list on my phone.
That's
yes,
right.
You still have it.
Sweet Jesus. Do you want to hear some of these names?
Yes, I do.
I've added new ones to it. I mean, that's I always so go through this, but I've got a list called Cuck Afrikaans Names on my phone. Okay. Dioret. Crescenda. Liamache. Anshunet. I mean, for God's sake, you call your child that.
Leah Michelle sounds like the not Hollywood version of Leah Michelle, actually.
By the way, do you know how you spell Leah Michelle? Leah, L-I-A, then a big capital M, then a dash, then a C-A-H. Now, not only is that child going to have literacy problems because the pronunciation and the spelling...
Liamka.
But you pronounce it Leah Michelle. See, because they here's what the parents do. The parents think it sounds a little French or a little exotic, ooh, and they put like an accent on the E's that they shouldn't. And nobody knows how to pronounce these names, not even the children. It's just so cruel. It's so cruel because you're never going to be taken seriously if you have a stupid name and a stupid spelling of a name.
Just very quickly, top 10 popular boys' names for expected for 2020. This is going from number 10 to number 1. Luca, Ash, Cash. How many people
name their kids? Very American thing,
their kids Cash. But anyway, Lucius, as in like Lucius Line from Empire. Why would you do that to your child? Eastern, Diego. What in the Latino is going on?
Eastern, Western.
Diego, Tate, and then Acacius is coming out from this. Acacius is number 3. Alva is number 2 expected. Wow. A-L-V-A. And then number 1, Austin. I think Austin is at least nice and
that's
traditional.
That's a nice name.
Girl's name expected for 2020.
But also Eastern. Like, you also didn't like Eastern.
Yeah, Eastern. Yeah,
call your name your child after a direction.
West.
Why are East and West and North cool but South isn't?
Yeah, no one calls the child South.
Yeah, true.
Southern.
Well, because of the South, Leah.
No, but even in America. So,
and then expected popular names for girls in 2020. From number 10 to number 1, Billy, and this is B-I-L-L-I-E.
It's from Billie Eilish.
Ugh. Pearl. Pearl is a nice name.
It's like very old.
Very millennial. Aura.
Is that O-R-A or A-U-R-A?
A-U-R-A.
Oh.
Number 7, Nova. Number 6, Tegan.
Tegan.
Mm-hmm.
Tegan.
Number 5, Amina.
It's a cool name.
That's all right.
Number 4, Paisley.
No.
As in the pattern.
That's terrible.
I like that name.
Paisley.
Yeah. And it's not a new thing. It's,
number 3, Mika. Number 2, Reese. And then number 1, I don't know what the correct way to pronounce this. A-D-A-H. It could be Ada or Ada.
Yeah, Ada. Ada.
I want to go Ada.
Ada. Ada.
All right. Very nice. If Gareth and Leanne had a child, they could call it Lyrith.
Oh,
that's awesome. Lyrith. That's very nice. Yeah, because, you know, people often they'll mix
Ga-an.
Ga-an.
Ga-an. Ga-an and Lyrith.
Feel free to add my name to your stupid Afrikaans name list, Hermine. God, my mother hated me from the very beginning.
Shame, Hermine.
No, but Hermine's not that's an actual traditional name. So it's not, I don't think that's, the names on my list are made up, like, by this generation of parents. And most of them smoked a lot of weed. Or did some hideous, maybe they did crack cocaine, I don't know. But to be calling your kids some of the names on my list, sure. And please, if you have any other suggestions, I'd love to add them to my list. Do email them to me. I want this list to be comprehensive.
Comprehensive.
You know, one of the greatest places to get terrible Afrikaans names is if you watch CakeNet and they've got a show called Boer Soeke Vrou. Mm. And some of the girls on Boer Soeke Vrou have got these names. And what happens is that friends of mine who know I'm collecting names, they take a screenshot of the girl with her name.
Oh, shame.
And it's like Jean-Marie Lene or whatever it is. And then I add that to my list with pride. So if you find any, let me know. Lene, which is pronounced Ladashni.
Lene.
Yeah, but le with a dash. And then
Ladashni.
The names I could share with you, there's so many. And when people use ordinary names but spell it differently, that's from Dr. Robin.
Yeah, so, like an Amy becomes an A-I-M-E-E. Amer. Like Amer.
Like Oscar Pistorius' sister was called Amer.
Amen.
Wasn't Amy. All right. There's lots of other good ones coming in. I love my made-up Afrikaans name, and this comes through from Lianka. Yeah, well, there we go. You see? I'm adding yours to my list. I'm sorry, Lianka. Got to do it. Someone loves the Afrikaans name list from me. This is Leighton. Leighton's a pretty strange name, too, dude. I've never liked my name, so maybe that's the source of all of this.
But if you can read it, like, phonetically, we can excuse it. Like Lianka, at least.
Here's a good one.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is from Eddie. He says, my sister's name is Hilette.
Is your father Henry and your mother's...
Colette or something.
Yeah.
Hilette. Hey, Hilette. And parents must take the surname into account. I once knew a girl called Teresa Green.
Teresa Green.
And if you add that to the names like Ben Dover and Mike Hunt.
Teresa Green. I don't get it.
Teresa Green.
Oh, Teresa Green.
I didn't get that.
I had a list of kids' names that I loved. And when I was married, I did think of having children. And also it had to take into account the surname Mole. I always wanted to name my son Lorn. L-O-R-N-E, but it would have been a lawn mole. Lawn mole.
Well, the only Lorne I can think of is Lorne Michaels from Saturday Night Live.
L-O-R-N-E.
Yeah.
I didn't even know him. I don't know where I got the name from.
You wanted to go with Lorne,
L-A-W-N? No, L-O-R-N-E.
Okay. All right.
I like the name Denham as well.
Denham?
D-E-N-H-A-M.
Oh, yeah.
Dunham?
Yeah.
Denham. Denham. D-E-N-H-A-M. Denham.
I'm starting to think even Leanne shouldn't be allowed to name
him. Yeah, I'm so grateful.
Wow.
And yet my pets have quite normal names.
Really?
Yeah, there's Jordan and Joey and Llewellyn.
Llewellyn?
Yeah. It's actually pronounced Llewellyn. It's Welsh.
Llewellyn. Oh.
On the other side of the scale, I think Saffron. I should have kids based on how rational I am. I was the one, and I still stand by the fact that my niece shouldn't have the middle name she has. Firstly, I'm not glad.
Actually, what is it?
My sister and her boyfriend use it as second name and not the first name, because initially they wanted to use this as a first name. But some context, it was when my sister was in labor, and her labor had to be induced, and she went into like a deep slumber. She woke up and she said, "Yes, I got a name." And we're like, oh no.
She was drugged up.
Mm-hmm. Y-A-M-E-K-A.
Yamika.
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 That sounds I love like, that.
That no, no, no. is a stripper in Atlanta right now. I said I will not have my
the
niece.
The only crowd who come up with the worst names besides the Afrikaans people who make
that
them up in this country
are
African Americans in the South, particularly like in Georgia.
Yes.
They come up with like Quantaniqua and names like that.
Quanika.
Yeah.
Shaniqua,
yeah.
Deshiqua, Lashonda, Yamika.
Yeah. There we see.
It just flows. Next thing you'll want to throw $1 bills Shanae-nae. At her. No, right. My niece deserves more respect.
All right. We've got lots to do. Dion Mayer is going to join us in a short while. I'm very excited to welcome this man to the studio. He has put together a number of unbelievable books. He's easily one of South Africa's most incredible and prolific writers, and he's also the genius behind a TV show which is started on Mnet, and we actually had Emmanuel Castis in last week to talk about it too.
I love this show. I have to just tell you.
Oh, good.
I was hooked.
I was worried about you
seconds.
Saying something rude to Dion Mayer when he came in. That's good news. All right.
No, absolutely. It's only aired, I think, two episodes
That's
so far.
Right.
I've only watched two.
It's called Trackers, Spur on Mnet. It's based on the TV adaptation of his 2011 crime novel. And you can watch that on Mnet. But we'll speak to Dion Mayer. Very exciting. I'm thrilled he's going to join us this morning. And you can also follow him. Go to dionmayer.com or on Twitter at MayerDion. And you can find out all about the other work that he's involved in. But we're going to talk to him, and you can be part of that. All of it on the way. CliffCentral.com. It is Friday. I'm slightly obsessed with this song, actually.
This is CliffCentral.com.